Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text Number 20. Soham Nripendra Rahita Purushottamena.
Soham Nripendra Rahita Purushottamena.
Sakya Prayena Surhida Hidayena Sunya.
Sakya Prayena Surhida Hidayena Sunya.
Advani Urukrama Parigraham Angarakshan.
Advanyarukrama Parigraham Angarakshan.
Kopaira Sadbir Abaleva Vinirjitosmi.
Kopaira Sadbir Abaleva Vinirjitosmi.
Translation, O Emperor, now I am separated from my friend and dearmost well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore my heart appears to be void of everything. In his absence, I have been defeated by a number of infidel cowherd men while I was guarding the bodies of all the wives of Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The important point in this verse is how it was possible that Arjuna could be defeated by a gang of ignoble cowherd men and how such mundane cowherd men could touch the bodies of the wives of Lord Krishna, who were under the protection of Arjuna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura has justified the contradiction by research in the Vishnu Purana and Brahma Purana. In these Puranas, it is said that once the fair denizens of heaven pleased Astavakra Muni by their service and were blessed by the Muni to have the Supreme Lord as their husband. Astavakra Muni was curved in eight joints of his body, and thus he used to move in a peculiar curved manner. The daughters of the demigods could not check their laughter upon seeing the movements of the Muni. And the Muni, being angry at them, cursed them that they would be kidnapped by rogues, even if they would get the Lord as their husband. Later on, the girls again satisfied the Muni by their prayers, and the Muni blessed them that they would regain their husband even after being robbed by the rogues. So in order to keep the words of the great Muni, the Lord himself kidnapped his wives from the protection of Arjuna. Otherwise, they would have at once vanished from the scene as soon as they were touched by the rogues. Besides that, some of the gopis who prayed to become wives of the Lord returned their respective positions after their desire was fulfilled. After the departure of Lord Krishna, he wanted all his entourage back to Godhead, and they were called back under different conditions only. Okay, so this is very interesting. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, unless we hear the explanations given by bona fide acharyas, and their explanations are always based on bona fide Vedic literatures, we can easily speculate and come up with the opposite understanding of something. Therefore, when there's something we don't understand, we should not jump to any conclusions, but be confident that by waiting patiently and following the rules and regulations and chanting Hare Krishna, the doubt or the confusion will be answered. All answers have already been given to all questions. The question is whether we're going to be patient enough to hear them. Sometimes we're not ready to understand something, so therefore we have to have the confidence that by being patient and following the rules and regulations and chanting properly, all questions will be answered in due time. So here we see how easy it is to misinterpret this pastime, because even Arjuna is confused. He says, in his absence, I have been defeated by a number of infidel cowherd men while I was guarding the bodies of all the wives of Krishna. So Arjuna is perplexed. where before he could easily defeat cowherd men, or rogues, and especially if he was guarding the wives of Krishna. But in this case, he was not able to do it. Now, we do have a similar type of pastime. It's in the history of Jambavan, who is fighting with Lord Krishna. Jambavan was a great devotee of Lord Rama. But after, I think it was like 28 days or 1 month of fighting, Jambavan was not able to defeat Krishna. And gradually he came to realize that Krishna is his Lord Rama. And he surrendered. And as a gesture of his surrender, he offered his daughter, Jambavati, to Krishna. So here again is a servant of the Lord who doesn't recognize him. But because he can't defeat him, he realizes that nobody else could do that except the Lord himself. So he surrenders. So in this case, Arjuna, he can't understand why previously he had such incredible power, and he just explained it, how Shiva was not able to defeat him, and in so many ways he was victorious in the Battle of Kurukshetra, and even before that he was victorious in different contests and fights with the Kauravas. So, but now, since the Lord has left, all his power has been taken away, and he's not even able to protect the wives of Krishna from what he thinks are infidel cowherd men. But actually, those infidel cowherd men were expansions of Lord Krishna, and he was basically taking back his wives and liberating them. So this is very, very interesting, and we should learn from this that never panic or jump to conclusions when there's something you don't understand. That if you remain patient and have faith in Guru and Krishna, all these questions are going to be answered in due time. Sometimes we're not ready to hear an answer, but by following Krishna consciousness, in proportion to our surrender to Krishna, Krishna reveals more and more knowledge to us. So this is explained also very nicely in other places. So it says, anyway, the verse, Yetamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham mamavart manavartante manusya partha sarvasaha. There is what you call a proportional revelation. In proportion to our surrender, Lord Krishna reveals himself to us. So in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord confirms that he awards different positions to different living entities according to their proportionate surrender. This proportionate reward by the personality of Godhead to the living entities is not partiality. Therefore, in spite of the living entities always being under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their different positions, spheres, and species of life, he is never responsible for their different conditions. It is foolish and artificial, therefore, to think oneself equal to the Supreme Lord, and it is still more foolish to think that one has not seen God. Everyone is seeing God according to his capacity. The only difference is that the theist sees God as the Supreme Personality, the Most Beloved, Krishna, and the atheist sees the Absolute Truth as ultimate death. So, this understanding that we see according to our surrender to Krishna, that's extremely important. And we can't say that Arjuna wasn't surrendered to Krishna. He was completely surrendered to Krishna. But there's surrender when you're extremely powerful, and there's surrender when you're devoid or bereft of all power. So when you're extremely powerful, people get puffed up, and they think that they might even be equal to God. And where a person is completely, let's say, defeated and devoid of any power, one gets angry and blames God. Right? I've been praying to God, and look what happened. I can't even do this, or I can't even do that. But a devotee remains completely humble and surrendered to the will of God, even if he has all powers or if he has no powers. And therefore, in all circumstances, we should remain humble and meek in the execution of devotional service and not get puffed up either by great success or get dejected by great defeat. That's the symptom, that's the real quality of a devotee. In all circumstances, the devotee remains patient and humble and completely dependent on the will of the Lord. So everyone sees God, but depending on the way and how much they're surrendered to God, if they're completely surrendered, they see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the most beloved, Krishna. And if not surrendered at all, they see him as ultimate death. This is very interesting, that our ability to see the truth depends on how much we're actually surrendered to the will of the Lord. And how do we surrender to the will of the Lord? We should strictly follow the regulative principles and completely understand that all truth is embodied in the holy names of Krishna, in the holy Maha Mantra. Therefore, simply by chanting, taking prasadam, regularly having darshan, offering service to the deities, remaining humble and meek in the association of devotees, all these things lead to one's constantly seeing the Lord in all circumstances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Are there any questions?
So here, it's, so the daughters, the demigods, all the queens, this is said they were the daughters of demigods. But the queens of Krishna, they have different backgrounds.
Okay, the daughters of the demigods could not check their laughter upon seeing the movements of the Muni. And the Muni, being angry at them, cursed them that they would be kidnapped by rogues, even if they would get the Lord as their husband. Okay, any question?
Yeah, the question is, those are the same queens.
Okay, some were demigods, some were demigods, and some were gopis. Yeah, they became queens in the Dwarka.
Yeah, that's including Satyabhama, Rukmini, all the Jamapati.
Right. I don't know which is which, but yes.
There's so many from different backgrounds, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some were demigods. And some were gopis.
So that's a group of the queen where the daughters.
Yes, some of them, not all of them. Some of them were gopis also.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things we discover reading Bhagavatam.
Now, in which circumstances Arjuna took that position to look after them?
What's that?
In which circumstances?
Which circumstance?
Yeah. Arjuna became, took that responsibility to look after.
Well, when Krishna seemingly left, right?
He had to do that?
He wanted to put them, well, See, Arjuna is in Hastinapur, he's not in Dwarka, right? Usually, because he's part of the Kurus. So he wanted to take them with him back to Hastinapur so he could protect them.
Right, because they're widows.
Right. He's not going to marry him, but he wants to protect them. And on the way, he's defeated, and they're kidnapped. And he's confused. You know, how did this happen, you know? Well, just like Jambavan, you know, at first he didn't recognize that Krishna is Lord Rama. But after fighting with him for a month, he realized only Lord Rama would be able to defeat him. So then he accepts Krishna as Lord and surrenders. So, I mean, who could defeat Arjuna? I mean, nobody could defeat Arjuna except Krishna himself, right? So, you know, in other words, in every situation, the devotee understands that he's under the protection of the Lord. And whether it's success or defeat, it's not that in success the Lord believes and the devotee believes, and in defeat he doesn't believe. In every situation. So therefore we have to be patient and not jump to the conclusions based on panic. Exactly. I've been chanting my rounds. How come this happened? Right? So many things are going to happen. You know, we have to remain steady. See, Prabhupada said, I'm not surprised by the devotees that have left.
Right.
I'm surprised at the devotees that have stayed because they stayed in spite of all kinds of difficulties. That means the person actually has faith.
Yeah. So really, devotion is actually,
devotion is always going to be tested.
Yeah, exactly. So devotion really actually is, well, we experience devotion during adversities. You know.
Exactly. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Right.
They don't run away. They stay. And one example is there are temples in India, Krishna temples, that have been abandoned in a sense, right? They're not hardly getting any money. Maybe the walls of the temples have crumpled and it's exposed maybe to the elements, you know. But the pujari is still doing arti. I mean, I remember years ago when I first went to Mumbai and other places in India, I would see buildings, you know, with one wall missing, right? And you look, you can see the apartments, you know, but people are still living there. I don't know if you ever saw anything like that.
Yeah.
So, but there are temples that, you know, like there's a wall missing or it's crumbling, but still the pujari is doing the arti, you know, and even though he hardly has any money at all, whatever he has, he's offering. So we have to have that determination. Not that, you know, because of negligence the temple wall falls down, but sometimes there are situations where you don't have any money. You know. But it's no reason to stop the service.
Yeah, the word devotion service,
apratihata,
that's the word.
Yeah, it's causeless. Yeah. We should be ready to remain steady in any circumstance. And they're going to be, we're all going to be tested. And there's going to be horrible situations. It's the material world. If it happened to Lord Krishna and Lord Rama, it's not going to happen to us. Right? Krishna got blamed. People thought he killed Satyajit. Out of envy, because Satyajit had that jewel, right? But he didn't do that. So what did he do? He went and proved that he didn't do it. He didn't get upset and psychologically, disturbed. You know, he went and proved he didn't do it. So sometimes we can be blamed for things that we didn't do. And everyone's convinced that we did do it, but a devotee who, see, that's the point. If you haven't broken the principles, and someone accuses you of something you didn't do, you're not intimidated, because you know what you've done and what you haven't done, right? You know what your motives are, right? So it's if a person has pure motives and is actually following, and let's say they're not following so strictly, then they realize, okay, this is happening to me, so I become more serious. So in all situations, if we just remain under the protection of Krishna by remaining humble and meek and determined to follow strictly, it'll straighten out. It'll come to a conclusion. It's not a question of victory, but your service will not be interrupted.
So the principle is that we should, every step, in every situation, we should surrender Krishna's will more and more.
Yes. His will is to remain humble and meek in the execution of devotional service.
So accept that if this is Krishna's will, so I have to...
Yeah, I mean, this could not happen unless Krishna permitted it, right? Therefore, he has a plan, and even if I'm suffering right now, it's a message to me to remain steady and not become panicked. You know, people panic. They panic, and then they start doing crazy things, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's why in Shranagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is always using this term, Krishna's will, Lord's will.
Yeah.
So the meaning surrender means to surrender to Krishna's will. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
In success or failure. We shouldn't be afraid of failure. See, now Arjuna here is failing, right? So let's see, you know, in the next couple of verses, what his understanding is. So all of us are going to ultimately fail in a sense, because we're going to get old, get sick, and die. You know. So, but we saw Prabhupada, he didn't stop his service. Right up to the moment of death, he was serving. Okay. He didn't say, oh, why is this happening to me? I've done so much. Krishna shouldn't let this happen. No. No. And then Bhakti Chir Maharaj, Prabhupada tells him, you know, he's going to leave his body, and he starts crying, and Prabhupada says, why are you crying? Didn't you learn from me that, you know, birth, old age, disease, and death is inevitable? But we're not, that's only the body, it's not the soul. That's it. Haribo, all glory to Prabhupada. So if we surrender to the Lord in all circumstances, we're able to see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.